Welcome to the Love and Lattes podcast, a coffee lover's guide to good vibes, books, rom-coms, and everything in between. Now grab some coffee and let's get chatting. Hey everyone, it's Betsy. I hope you enjoy this interview with Andrew. I do want to say before you listen to it, due to unforeseen circumstances, I had to record this in a noisy Starbucks. So I apologize if you hear the sound of Frappuccinos being blended and espressos being brewed, but this is the Love and Lattes podcast after all, so it's kind of appropriate to be in this coffee lover setting. All right, well, I hope you enjoy the interview. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew Walker, and you are listening to the Love and Lattes podcast.
Thank you for your time today. I hope you're having an awesome Tuesday, and I'm very excited to chat with you.
I'm having a great Tuesday, and I appreciate still getting on this podcast with me.
So I guess there's a lot to talk about. I feel like when we set this interview up, all of a sudden things were announced since then, which makes this kind of fun. So now it's like out in the open.
I know. It was really tough for me because I don't, on the best of days, I don't really keep secrets that well. And so for me to be shooting Three Wise Men and be doing podcasts about Curious Caterer and people saying, you know, can we expect another Three Wise Men, a sequel to Three Wise Men? You know, I couldn't say anything. My lips were tied. So I feel a lot freer now that I can speak freely and tell people the great news.
Yeah, I mean, when the emojis were put out and then your person with your management that I was speaking with said you were filming, I was like, gonna put two and two together and assume something's going on related to this.
Yeah, I'll give credit to Tyler for that with the emojis. We're just trying to find a sneaky way to tease people. And I think when we put that emoji out, people were, they knew what we were up to. You know, they were like, okay, all right, there must be something in the works here.
It would have been funny if y'all were making a movie together that was not this sequel and just something different, but also together, everyone would have been like, wait, what?
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
That's fun. Yeah, it's so cool. Is there any information you can share just like how far ahead? Because I know in the little clip that Tyler put on Instagram, it's like a couple years because the baby's now, he's 4 years older.
Yep. You know, look, I said it in a quote in Heavy, the publication, that, you know, you can rest assured that there's going to be a few key callbacks to the first movie. You know, it's so tough doing a sequel and living up to the expectations that the first Three Wise Men had. I think we were all really pleasantly surprised and shocked when we saw the numbers and the reaction to it. And even with our posts, you know, we were like, wow, I mean, people, this is incredible. You know, we have such an amazing community around us. And, you know, so obviously we had to keep a lot of, you know, some of the key, you know, that you're probably going to see a version of our dance, and we dress up in this next one as well. So it's you're gonna see some callbacks, but you know, the biggest thing is now Thomas is 5 years old, and there's all the new types of chaos that you go through as a parent with a 5 year old, and especially, you know, the three of us not really knowing how to prepare or how to handle a 5 year old. But really the movie centers around us saving Christmas again in our own way, saving Christmas. But it has to do with Thomas and his class and a play that he has at school. So I think that's all I can say without giving too much more away, but you know, it's fast forward 5 years to where we are now in life, the evolution of where we are. And I think, you know, Kimberly and Paul did such a great job in kind of still maintaining who we are at the core center our characters, and then also adding on, I think we all kind of, especially if you're a parent, realize that life just goes by in a flash, right? And so 5 years can just fly by, and then you catch yourself in a moment in life going like, what have I, who am I now? What's changed? That's where we are. That's where we are right now. And so you just see each one of us, how we've evolved or not, or haven't. But the movie has all the heart, and that's the beauty, is like working with Tyler and Paul is such a, it's a unique situation. I feel so privileged to be on set with them, and they're so creative and supportive. And I can only compare it to like what Will Ferrell feels like when he's with Paul Rudd, or when he's with like some of these comedians. They just There's just something about being together and with the right chemistry, with the right people, that you're able to do any like any you're able to just be as creative as you possibly want to be, while being supported by these people. In case if you if you fall flat, if something falls flat, you're trying something, if you're reacting a certain way, you know that it's going to be met with support. That's the only way I can put it, I guess. So it's I this movie, I think this Three Wise Men surpasses the first one. That's my humble opinion. I think it's going to be better. I think it's way more dynamic. It's a super ambitious film. We have done so much. We bring the viewers into so many different situations, scenarios, and there's you're going to have to see it to believe it, but it's really remarkable.
That's so fun. Well, congratulations, one, on the success of the first movie, and then this film. I'm sure, like you said, it's just going to be so much fun. Sequels,
You.
they don't happen too often with Hallmark, but when they do, they are very fun to watch. So definitely looking forward to this one.
Great. Happy for you guys. I can't wait for people to see it.
And you mentioned something about, you said Will Ferrell. Do you have a favorite Will Ferrell movie?
I just love Will Ferrell in general. He's the best. He's like, he doesn't, he everything he touches turns to gold, He's like, I think, like, I love him in Zoolander. I love his character in Zoolander. But some of my favorites, this is the classics. I love Talladega Nights. Anchorman, of course, Anchorman. I was watching the roast, the Tom Brady roast, the other day on Netflix. Ron Burgundy came out on stage and roasted Tom Brady, and it was hilarious. He's just amazing. He's such a smart comedian. His writing is incredible. But yeah, no, I just everything that Will Ferrell does, I feel like I'm a big fan of.
Yes, he's so fun. He did what was it, Blades of Glory? That one, that was really funny. And then what was it,
I
the
still haven't seen Blades of
other?
Glory.
What, you haven't? John Peters in it?
Yeah, no,
Oh,
I
it's so
haven't. I
good.
haven't. I have to see. I'm going to watch it tonight because you're the second person that said this to me. I have to watch it. I have to sit down and commit to it.
Oh, please do. I haven't seen it in a number of years, but I remember when I watched it, I was like, this is wild. It's such a crazy concept. I think you'll really like it.
Okay,
Well, fun. Always up for a good Will Ferrell chat. And okay, so you have a new film. I am so sorry, I didn't have a chance to really write out my notes. But it's in Malta, and it's premiering in June, and it looks fun from the pictures I've seen.
yeah, it's a movie called For Love and Honey, and it's kind of the first of its kind, I think. Like, it's an adventure movie. Hallmark hasn't really done many adventure movies, and this one is centered around a character. I play an archaeologist who is seeking out this river of gold. I am a professor at a university in Michigan. And I read in a book, in this, I find this journal written by this Jesuit priest that had traveled to New America back in the day, New France, they called him, the US back in the day. I end up retracing this guy's footsteps and his steps, and I go trace it back to Malta. And it just so happens that there is this connection with honey. I'll leave you at that. But basically, it's an amazing, it's Again, talking about ambitious films, I think this is the beauty of what Hallmark is doing nowadays. Like, everything is up for grabs. Like, they're just trying to find people who can tell incredible stories, ambitious stories, and really opening up the world to people. You know, it's not just so much about the like small town, you know, small town and the big city colliding. You know, this is about, you know, this movie in particular is we shot the entire thing in Malta. We're on cliff sides. We have vistas of like the Mediterranean castles. We have driving scenes. We're in caves. We're in real caves that were built back at the turn of the century. Some of the caves were built 2, 3,000 years ago, because Malta was really built off of their Maltese bees are some of the hardiest bees in the world, and they would take these bees and bring them other parts of the world to harvest or to pollinate crops. And so this is something I just found out when I was shooting this movie. And so we were going into apiaries that were 2, 3,000 years old. And you see one of the apiaries that we shot in the movie. And so everything is just so authentic. And it's most of my reactions are just real, you know, real authentic reactions to how insanely gorgeous and also historical all of these sites were that we were able to see. So really fun movie. It airs June 1st. It was originally going to air June 8th, I believe, but Hallmark just changed it to June 1st. Great summer kickoff movie. I'm really excited about this one.
Wow, that's so cool. I love everything you're saying about it. What a neat thing. Now, remind me, where is Malta exactly? I don't know. My
Yeah,
geography is
no,
not
good
great.
question. No. Mine is like, I have decent geography, and I had no idea where Malta was. It was not on my radar until I did the movie. Malta is right off the coast of Sicily.
So Mediterranean, yeah, very much so. That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's its own country. It was passed through hands of all these different rulers throughout the years. And the Spanish knights in the 1500s, they built Malta to what it is today. There's castles. They shot Game of Thrones there. I don't know if you ever watched Game of Thrones, but they shot King's Landing, which is like the castle in Game of Thrones, the main castle, the main empire. They shot that all in and around Malta, and so it's just beautiful. If it wasn't on your radar, watch the movie. It will be on your travels radar. It should be, because it's something that there's not very many places that have this, the type of architecture that Malta has, especially in a small. You can cross the whole. You can go south, farthest southern point to the farthest northern point of the island, all within an hour.
That's crazy. That is small. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Did you, like, when you weren't filming, did you get opportunities to explore, or maybe after filming Rat, did you get to, like, be your own, like, Indiana Jones and check things out?
Yeah, you know what? Fortunately, I did. This movie, I've never worked so hard on lines. I had so much dialogue in this movie. So most of my weekends were just me inside my hotel room working on studying and preparing, working with my acting coach, and just preparing for the week. But I did get a chance, you know. Usually the way I prepare is I'll spend 2 weeks before I shoot a project, and I'll just dedicate those 2 weeks every single day just reading the script. And then just a few days before I start shooting on the first weekend, I usually stay in my hotel room and just prepare. And this one, I had to really, really just focus that first weekend. But then the second weekend, I ended up leaving my hotel room for a few hours, went for dinner and checked out a couple places. And then my sister and my dad actually came down and visited me when I was there. So we got to tour around when they were there. And my wife was there for the first few days as well, which was really nice. She came out, and so we got to see some places together, except for my kids. But yeah, they I mean they're 4 and 8. They're not at the age that they would really appreciate it just yet.
Yeah, a few more years. Let them get to their teens, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is cool." When they're that age, they
Exactly,
just want to go to the
exactly.
pool.
Yeah, I just want to look at like leaves and, you know, go to the pool or go like look at, you know, a brick. My 4-year-old would just like look at a brick and look at a bug, stare at a bug, you know, that's walking through a brick. My 8-year-old is a lot more worldly now, though. He loves like art, music, and architecture and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a cool age. Eight
That
years
is a
old is
cool
great.
age. Yeah, it's fun. You're like finally understanding things a little bit more than when you were four, and you're like, oh, like your memory before,
Yeah.
you know, 6 years old, you're like, I don't know what's going on, but
Yeah, exactly.
that's fun. So you have had the opportunity to have a few like destination movies, obviously including this one. Is there a location that you haven't filmed in yet that you are like you really want to maybe get someone at Hallmark to be like, put your name in the hat for this movie?
I mean, the world is a big place, right? I mean, there's so many places that I haven't shot in that I'd love to work at. You know, I got an opportunity since the Safari movie, Safari Romance from last year. The producer had called me last just a few months back, and he had said, "Hey, the movie was really well received, and Hallmark, there's some talks about doing a sequel in Congo with the gorillas, which would just be a dream come true. That would be incredible." But that's one of those places that it was never on my radar again. It was never a place that I was like, "Oh, I got to go to the Congo. I have to go to the Congo." You know, it was like, it just seemed so remote. And like, at what point in my life am I going to go see the Congo? I felt the same way about South Africa. I knew I wanted to go to South Africa at some point. But now, over the past 4 years, I've been to South Africa, and I've spent close to 3 months in South Africa now, including I traveled there for my birthday. A buddy of mine's also an actor. He shot a movie there. So I went there for my 40th birthday, and then I got this opportunity to go back and shoot Safari Romance there. And Safari Romance was around a month and a, you know, month or so sh long shoot. And my wife came again with me there. We did a few more safaris together. But, you know, more than I realized, you know, I love cities. I live in Los Angeles, but I think a lot of the places that I haven't seen are more of the rural, off the beaten path. Like, I love, you know, Costa Rica, and I loved going on a safari, and I love wilderness, you know. So, you know, I love animals, you know. So it would just be great to go and continue to have that opportunity to explore some more of these off the beaten path places that are more quiet and, you know, forest centric.
Gosh, that's so cool. Like things that you don't instantly think of when you think of traveling. There's so many countries out there that are so unique and have such cool cultures. So, yeah, I mean, that's really
Right?
cool. I hope you get to go to some of these places that you have in mind.
Yeah, the Galapagos Islands, that would be incredible. You know, go to, or, you know, go, yeah, places like that, like just very remote, random places that have beautiful, pristine nature.
Absolutely. That's so cool. I've never been anywhere, so I'm always interested to hear what people say when they talk about traveling. Well, speaking of traveling, you will be traveling to Christmas Con in a number of months, which is exciting. I know they just announced that, so that's cool.
No, really excited about it. It's always such a great time. I love saying hi to all the familiar faces, and love connecting people's names with their social media. You know, when I see people popping up on my social media and stuff, I'm like, okay, so you're Susan, you know, who has, you know, puppy dog 283 on Instagram or whatever, you know. So, and just to be with my peers, all the people, you know, they're all like my besties, you know, my Hallmark group. Yeah, so I'm going to be there. I'm only actually this year, unfortunately, I'm only going to be there for the Friday and Saturday. I can't be there for the Sunday. I'm leaving for a trip with my family. I will be there for Friday, Saturday, though. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely, that'll be a lot of fun. I know everyone loves that event, and I don't know if you have any connection with this, but I know Rama Drama like put a little fun like thing out, so hopefully we'll find out if you get involved with that in the near future.
Yeah, no, I guess I can say it to you now. I will be attending the Roma Drama one.
So will you be in costume, I imagine? Because I think they said something about costumes.
I mean, for people that know me, any excuse to get into a costume, I will be in a costume. I love costumes.
Okay, pick your favorite Will Ferrell character and dress up in that costume.
Oh yeah, hey, maybe I'll dress as Ron Burgundy or something.
The mustache, that's a good idea.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that.
I think you should do it. Everyone would love it.
I like that a lot, actually.
Start planning now. Well, I won't take up too much of your time, but I will say I did love the your latest movie you did with Nikki. I got to watch a screener of it and it was fantastic. So congratulations on that. And I've seen a lot of
Thank
positive
you.
feedback.
We were blown away. Honestly, like, every time I do a movie, I feel like it's going to be my last movie. And I just, I feel so fortunate every time the phone rings and when people tune in. And this movie ended up being the number two most rewatched movie in Hallmark Movie Mysteries history. So it built, it was like 178% of a re of re for people rewatching or watching it again for the first time on the next night. So it was unreal. And so, numbers like that will get us to do more. So, hopefully people enjoy the next one, and hopefully we just keep bringing people better stories. And I know, Nikki and I had discussed prior to going into this last movie. Nikki, fortunately, we have a little insider scoop from Nikki's also a writer. She also writes a few of these mysteries, right? So she has to listen to a lot of the blogs, and she's like, guys, I've been listening to the blogs, and we have to show up. We have to like really give people what they want here. And I'm like, well, what do people want? She's like, we got to up the romance, Andrew. You and me, we have to up the romance. I'm like, okay, that's easy. Let's do it. And so now we're in it, right? Like we're the love stories started, and we're, I think people just love seeing Nikki and I be romantic, and I love it too. She's my on-camera wife, and I couldn't think of an easier person to have chemistry with than Nikki, outside of my wife, but my on-camera wife, it's easy. She's amazing.
Well, you two are the perfect pairing. You just like you work so well together. You can tell it just seems like a really easy relationship.
She just does what my wife does. Basically, just puts me in my place constantly throughout the day, and tells me where to be. Supports me when needed.
She's the director of your life.
She's the director. She's the other director of my life. Yeah, you should see when Nikki and Cassandra are in the same room together.
Oh, that's so fun. But they have fun chatting with each other. Like, how can we control Andrew today?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so fun. Well, we will finish up with rapid fire questions if that's all right.
All right. Yes.
Who are your top three artists on Spotify right now?
Ooh, boy. Okay. Who are my top three artists on Spotify? Let me see this for a second, okay? Can I cheat?
That's fine.
I have such an eclectic taste in music, and I've been listening to a lot of older. I love all kinds of music, but I've been listening to a lot of older music that I grew up with, which was like Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and Soundgarden, and so I've been listening to a lot of that stuff. I love the band M83. I listen to M83 a lot. My boys love M83, so I listen to that group a lot. And one more. And on the other side of things, like more melodic around the house music, Flamingosis. Flamingosis. It's they're like a loungy, jazzy
Like
type.
the bossa nova style kind of.
Yeah, like bossa nova, exactly. Like a bossa nova style.
That's nice. Yeah. And your house is so cool. I get to see like that kind of music going on in the background of like
Oh, thank
football.
you.
That's so cool.
Thank
So like
you.
modern and cool and like airy and breezy. It's so nice.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, no, we just renovated it. We just like I moved back in 2 months ago.
I bet you're enjoying it.
Yeah, no, we're really, really, really enjoying it. It's amazing.
Yeah, oh,
We're
I'm so
big
down.
entertainers. So
Are
like
you?
we having people filling the house with people and family and good music and food is just that's what we love to do. So it's been great.
Yeah. And then you have like
Great
the
for.
open windows. You can open the windows like if the weather's nice and the party
I
can like go
know.
in and
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, so that's the these all slide open and got the pool out there and stuff. So it's really nice. It's great. We feel very, very, very fortunate to be here.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure you're loving it and your family does too. So fun. I love home renovation shows. So I'm always like, oh, I see that trend.
So do I. I love home renovation shows. I love them.
They're addictive.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I was to say you get a lot of ideas and you like try to jot them down and pin it to a Pinterest board for use someday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I
And
know.
then
My happy place next to my bed, I have like all these home decor magazines. Before I go to bed at night, I just like, flip through the pages and envision, a house in Canada, like a cottage in Canada somewhere that I could decorate, and yeah, or my Palm Springs house, or like, my desert house, my Joshua Tree house.
yeah, you did a movie with Danica McKellar, I think, that was about interior
Yeah,
design.
home.
Okay,
Yeah, exactly.
well, cool. So just like your interest being shown on the screen, so that's fun. Okay, and then last question. If you could only eat one food for an entire year, what food would that be?
Would it be like if I choose an unhealthy food, would it do unhealthy things to me, or would it be just a food that just for flavor wise?
That's a good
Because I
question.
I'm also yeah. So like I would probably pick like lasagna. I don't know if I'd have lasagna every day. Burgers, like different types of burgers. I love burgers, but then if then I'd get like I'd die from a heart attack. So I'm a health nut. So I love the way good food makes me feel. So if it's based on health, then I would probably pick like.
So many foods to choose from. You're like, which
I
one?
know, I know. This is tough. Is it a type of food or is it one? Is it like a one thing? Is it like Thai? Or Japanese, or is it like one item?
I can tell you're definitely a foodie because I've not thought this question through in that much detail. Tell you, it's one in anything you want it to be. It's anything you want it to be.
Anything I want it to be? Let's just say burgers. Let's just say burgers.
You can make it
I
a
would just
veggie
eat
burger.
burgers.
That way it's sort of healthy.
I can make it a veggie burger. Yeah, I could do burgers without the bun. I could do burger. Yeah, I could do chicken burgers, I can do veggie burgers. Yeah. Cheeseburgers.
It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Good
Yeah.
choice. Good choice. I'll give you a quick recommendation before you finish up. So a big thing, the onion burger, it's like a specific thing. Like they just like slather it in like caramelized onions and grilled onions. And they'll put like Caesar dressing on it.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Very unhealthy, but so good.
Well, that's you don't you know that's the whole point of a burger, right? You're not eating it for the health benefits.
No, and I used to, I don't do it anymore, but I would try to bake years ago and I would try to make it healthy and it would just taste terrible. I'm like, okay, a brownie is meant to taste good and be an unhealthy treat. So,
Know what, actually, I don't know if you follow my wife on Instagram at all, but it's Cass Troy Walker, and she does a lot of alternatives to healthy alternatives to baking. She's going to start putting a lot more content up in the next few months with her baking, and she's potentially going to write a cookbook and stuff. But if you scroll through her page, you'll see that she actually does a brownie, and she makes a brownie with sweet potato, believe it or not. And it is actually amazing. It tastes like a super rich flavorful regular brownie. Like you would never know that it was made with sweet potato. And there's like a high quality sugar, a high quality chocolate in there as well, that's not sweetened with like regular refined sugars. You can also do like baking with monk fruit as well. It's like a little healthy alternative to sugar.
That's true. Those are some really good tips. I'm gonna look at her page because yeah, that brownie, it's like how do you get it perfect? But yeah, the sweet potato is like a, if you put like a little butter in it, which is not good, it's like so smooth and good. But in a brownie, that's a great combination. I'll look at her page.
Yeah, check her out.
I sure will. Well, thank you so much for your time today and putting up with my background. I really appreciate it.
You have a beautiful background. It's great.
That looks so
Yeah.
cool. Like, look at that. And there's like these neat paintings
Yeah, no
everywhere. But
kidding.
yeah, it's super artsy.
Perfect.
But I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time as well. And thank you, you too. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Oh my gosh, of course. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel so you can be notified of all the new episodes. I truly appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening to the Love and Lattes podcast. Have a great day.